Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, as we've been hearing, the Cabinet has approved a plan to ease restrictions in the run-up to Christmas, and in about an hour's time, we expect the Taoiseach to make a statement outlining all of that, and we will be bringing that to you live on this programme. But from what we know so far, on Tuesday, all retail outlets, hairdressers, museums, libraries and gyms will open. People will also be able to attend religious services from Tuesday. Restaurants and pubs that have a kitchen and serve food will reopen on Friday the 4th, and then up to three households, we think, will be able to gather from December 18th. Well, in a moment, we're going to discuss the safest way to approach Christmas if we are planning to mix households. But first, Fiona Sheehan, Ireland editor of Independent Newspapers, joins us here in studio. I've gone over some of the main points there, Fiona, on the households issue. We think it's about three households, is it? And do we know how many people?
Yeah, so we've got the 20 days of Christmas. You can basically mingle and circulate around the country from December the 18th up until January the 6th, which is obviously around about the time that the schools will then be going back. So at the moment, it looks like you can have three households together and no cap on the number of people that can involve. So there was talk previously about would it be limited to about six people across two households. So it looks like, you know, there's going to be an appeal here to people to show a bit of common sense, but probably an acceptance that you can't regulate it all that heavily.
Okay, so if there's five people in each household, you could have 15 people in the house.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So right. People with fairly big families could be putting up marquees in the backyard to accommodate everybody if that's the way to go. I would say all of this is going to be heavily caveated, judging by what the Taoiseach and the Tánaiste were both telling their own parties earlier on the week, that people are going to have to be very careful. This is all going to be monitored week by week, and if there's any change in circumstances along the way, then all bets are off, and you end up having to introduce some more restrictions. So it'll be steady and seeing how she goes. Mass, I suppose, back from December the 1st is a significant. You can already see that some churches are saying they will spread out their traditional Christmas Day Mass over several days, so you'll be able to go to Christmas Day Mass over the course of 4 or 5 days to accommodate as many people. The pubs and restaurants, obviously, this is the significant one, in that there was severe reservations on behalf of NPHET in terms of reopening hospitality. The government have not only gone down that route, but they've also come back a couple of days compared to what we were looking at earlier on in the week, which was we were talking about December the 7th, which would have been one week. Instead, you're looking at next Friday, December the 4th. So that gives restaurants and pubs serving food effectively three solid weekends up till Christmas, then Christmas week and into New Year's as well. Wet pubs again, the big losers. Any pub that has been effectively closed since March effectively isn't going to be opening this side of the new year. So, you know, it's not really much use telling fellas, if you have a wet pub next door to a pub that's serving food, that you can sell takeaway drink when there's already kind of restrictions around that. That's a bad news.
What about people travelling home? Do we know anything on that yet?
No, obviously, if you're in the country, from December the 18th on, up until a couple of interesting things here. Compared to the previous unlocking, people are still going to be asked to work from home. You're still going to have to stay. The 5 kilometre limit is going to be lifted next week, but you're still going to have to stay within your own county. And then from December the 18th on, obviously, to allow people to spend Christmas with their family, you can travel to wherever you want within the country. We're expecting a couple of things tonight from Micheál Martin in his address, such as covering things like people who are planning to come home for Christmas. Is there a message to people appealing to them not to come home? Is there some restrictions in place in terms of if you do come home, you're going to have to abide by tight restrictions? What exactly will the message be there? Not abundantly clear. And then are the systems in place to match that if you are going to have enhanced testing or tracing of people who are coming from abroad? How are you going to do that? Also to families with family members who are in nursing homes? What are you going to be saying to them? Obviously, people will be thinking, okay, well, you know, the rules are being lifted here. You're obviously in settings where you have vulnerable people living. There's going to be that added bit of caution going on here.
Okay, well, as I said, we're expecting around 6 o'clock to hear from the Taoiseach. And I think, Fionnuala, you're going to come back to us around that time, and you'll be talking to us after we hear from the Taoiseach. But thank you very much for that for the moment. Now, as Fionnuala was saying, their household gatherings won't be given the green light until December 18th. We won't be able to travel outside of our county until then either. But many of us are already planning the Christmas holidays and what we're going to do and what our Christmas is going to look like. So how can we be as safe as possible if we do decide to mix with other households? And what about those tricky conversations if you're not comfortable with mixing with other households, if you don't want the family to come home? Well, I'm joined now by Dr. Brendan O'Shea, Kildare-based GP, and also Stella O'Malley, psychotherapist. And thank you both for joining us this evening. I might come to yourself, Brendan, first. If we are inviting family or friends into our homes over Christmas, to be as safe as possible, would it make sense to have the tricky conversation perhaps beforehand about what you will expect?
Absolutely. And don't make it tricky. Be very, very clear about it. This is a huge opportunity. It's really important. People are very lonely out there. And this is a fantastic opportunity coming up. So be very, very clear about it. Be a very good host, and be explicit. Be clear about maybe who you're bringing along and the practicalities. Don't have everybody arrive on your doorstep at the same time. Stagger the arrivals and give people times. People are very constructive, and if you very briefly have the conversation beforehand, look, we want everybody to have a good time, we want everybody to have a great time, and in order to do that, this is the way we're doing it. So stagger the arrivals, later on stagger the departures, have the house well set up, use all the space that you have. The outside is really the ace in the hand, okay? So really think about doing something outside if you can. Now, I know it's December. People don't get coughs and colds from the outside. They get them from each other. So going out, the ideal host might have some gloves and hats for people and tell people to come well wrapped up. There's other bits and pieces you can do as well. Stock up very well on hand sanitizers and leave them around the place. The more hand sanitizers you have, pedal bins and paper towels, if they're lying around, most people will use them. And the more they're used, the safer everybody will be. So to be very clear about these things, this is just good housekeeping. It's about being a good host for Christmas 2020.
What about social distancing in the house itself? Is that necessary?
Well, now, you see, I suppose the psychology around this is what all Drive Time listeners want is they want clear advice along the lines of do this and you'll be safe. And this just doesn't work. If you do it this way, you'll be safer is the way to approach it. And also, it's a classic one size does not fit all. So it depends who you're inviting around. If you're inviting older people, if you're inviting people who have complex medical conditions, then you need to have, you'll do better if you've got a higher level of risk management. And the distances are important. 1 meter is good. 2 meters are better. It's just really as simple as that.
Okay.
And then there are other things that should be closely considered between now and Christmas Day. And we would say in general practice to all families with children, if you haven't had your children immunised against influenza, can you please get that done as part of your Christmas preparation? We can see in our practices that people are ambivalent around it. A lot of families are coming on. We've immunised quite a lot of children. We need to immunise everybody who should be immunised, and that's all children at the moment, up to 12 years of age. So this is an essential part of preparing for Christmas 2021. And any adults who should have the flu vaccine, they should also have it, because that will also transmit during Christmas gatherings, and it creates more work and concern afterwards.
So some very good practical advice there from yourself, Brendan. I might come to you, Stella, because we're hearing different rumours and reports about what is likely to be said by the Taoiseach around 6 o'clock today. But one of the things that's being reported is this idea that we'll be advised not to be hugging people or shaking their hands if they're invited over to the house. How do we go about that, though? You know, if your uncle comes in and just sort of goes for it, you know, goes for the hug or the handshake or whatever it might be, how do you, short of putting your hands up to say stop, or is that what you do?
Pretty much. much. I think a lot of us are kind of, we've kind of digested and learned the way that we're not going to hug and we're not going to handshake. So it's not as horrifying as it would have been last March. You put your two hands up and say, I'm social distancing. And you say it cheerfully and you say it stridently. And you can do that. And I think a lot of people are used to it, and you should practice if you think there's one person who's going to engulf me in a hug and I'm dreading it. Kind of prepare yourself and get yourself ready that you've got your boundaries. Like, this year has been incredibly difficult, there's no doubt about it. But it has certainly taught people to practice their boundaries and to figure out what they will put up with and what they won't. Mm. And like you say, just one person who might be very touchy-feely, you kind of have to be ready for it and say, no, no, I'm social distancing. And you, it doesn't have to be as difficult as you make it, insofar as we have a lot of practice with this.
Okay, so say
nobody's
the
going to freak out on
the
that
Christmas
one.
Dinner is in full flow and everyone's had a couple of glasses of wine and everyone's feeling very cheerful. And next thing you see, big groups starting to huddle and social distancing has gone out the window and nobody's doing what they should be doing and you're the host. Do you break up the party? What do you do? Or how do you break up the party? How do you tell people to stand away from each other or to stop closing the windows?
I think that's when you'd have to say, I'm going to just say everybody needs to do some social distancing here. Clink, clink. Don't forget, now we've had a few drinks. If you can be cheerfully kind of confident and kind of own yourself when you're saying something like that. Nobody needs to learn this. This is all old news. We were learning it in March and April, and that's when we were offended. At this stage, it's kind of about using your strong voice and kind of deciding what you're going to do. As you're saying, Sarah, like having the questions ready. So I think it's going to happen after a couple of drinks. And you're right. Once a few drinks are, and it's a household and it's a party. But can I say, I really think that I'm really glad that the government is bringing in this kind of relaxation, because I think mentally we really need it. I think there's a real air of despondency in the last month. I've noticed it with clients, a real feeling of, I can't take much more. And the idea of three households and a little bit of, okay, we can say hello to people, we can meet people a little bit. I think you're right, Stella. Immune system,
in terms of what,
too flaky.
What we hear from our listeners, you know, I think people are so fed up and they really need a break and they feel they need a break. But we're also hearing from people who are really very stressed. And the easing of these restrictions is making them feel under pressure to have their family in because the government says it's okay, so then it must be okay, but they don't feel that awfully safe about it. So how do you have that conversation if you're in that group where you actually really don't want your family to come home because you don't feel safe?
Well, if you don't feel safe because you have vulnerabilities or your family member has vulnerabilities and it's appropriate for you not to feel safe, well, that's when you need to take special care by warning people, by flagging it before time and saying that actually I'm going to be that little bit stricter on the restrictions for my own reasons and I just want you to respect it if you don't mind. But I do think there's another element that needs to be acknowledged, which is a lot of people are very anxious and anxious people tend to overestimate the danger and they tend to underestimate their ability to cope. And I'm not saying it's not appropriate to be very worried, but to be over worried and to wreck your Christmas won't do your body any good, won't do your mind any good. It will weaken you. Mm-hmm. And so on some level, you have to kind of divide between rational worry and irrational worry. And if you were meeting outside and if there was some social distancing and if you have been incredibly stressed and it might relax you a little bit, that could be for the good.
All right. Well, no doubt it is a topic we'll come back to, but thank you both very much for joining us this evening. That's Stella O'Malley, psychotherapist, and Dr. Brendan O'Shea.